welcome back. Let's finish this thought and move on. Beginning, perhaps, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, beginning, perhaps, this second hour, Monday, July 6, 2020, beginning, perhaps, with, again, the excerpt from Bonhoeffer's Letters and Papers from Prison, and this sentiment of stupidity. And I don't mean this in a vicious sort of way. It is shedding light on something. You know, in the analogy of the chicken and the pig, chicken is serious, pig is committed. I think it depends on which chicken, because the egg is a chicken too, right? But we live in an age where abortion has sort of sanitized that concept, Planned Parenthood, that is, and the Malthusian eugenicists among us. That notwithstanding, Bonhoeffer's sentiments, he was committed in the analogy of the chicken and the pig. And the way he put it, upon closer observation, it becomes apparent that every strong upsurge of power in the public sphere, and you can see that, can you not? You see the push? Be it of a political or religious nature, infects or scientific, obviously, right? You must believe the science, but that's not the scientific method. Be it of a political or religious nature, infects a large part of humankind with stupidity. You know, these people running around screaming, anti-vaxxers, anti-vaxxers. Well, if you listen to the folks that you're railing against for a moment, they were just like you in most cases. They are not anti-vaxxers, they are former vaxxers. Usually they are reformed folks who had a child, oftentimes, who, you know, they went to, you know, family physician for a regular checkup. Oh, while you're here, you know, let's get some of the 197,000 shots that you're supposed to get now. There's that, I think, the truth about vaccines. They circulated an image, you know, remember when grandma died because she didn't get her shots, said no one ever, I think is kind of what they circulated. So these are usually folks who are just like you, and something happened to a child after a routine visit to the family physician and they got shots or something, you know, a couple, two, three shots, and then little Johnny or little Sally never spoke again. Or, you know, something like that. Cytokine storms, immune enhancement. And I keep encouraging folks. I'm waiting every time, speaking of this kind of stuff, every time I get a chance, I mention, you know, I keep seeing these articles that are, you can see the creep leading to, well, the mRNA vaccines are the leading candidates right now. Of course they are. That's the whole idea, to go toward that technology. Obviously, there's no mystery there. You know, look at the timeline. Dr. Fauci himself admitted in Congress that they were working on a vaccine for this thing almost immediately before there was even a patient zero reported in America. Before there, when as yet there were fewer than 1,000 cases worldwide. Does that not sound suspicious? They were mobilizing resources immediately, 3 days after patient zero in America. And again, still, when there were fewer than 1,000 cases worldwide, patient zero reported January 20. By January 23rd, the CEPI, a Gates pet organization, and tweeted an announcement of already issuing grants in the millions of dollars to several organizations to create a vaccine for something. Why? Were they psychic? Of course not. So this all becomes very suspicious very quickly. Of course, the mRNA vaccine is the leading candidate. That's the idea I mentioned last week, you know, the concept of, in Microsoft Bill Gates fashion, to introduce basically the antivirus, the Windows antivirus, which causes as many problems oftentimes as it fixes, which is why people who have sysadmins of the world, who are really good and honest, will tell you every 6 months to 12 months, you want to just frag your, you just want to burn your hard drive down to the rails and reinstall your operating system. Because this whole, the way that Windows works traditionally is kind of like a restaurant, you know, and you're making things and bringing things out, but stuff is always working behind the scenes. You know, to try to use a simple analogy, basically the dishes are piling up in the back of the restaurant. And unless you take a moment to clean the back of the restaurant, it's going to get real messy eventually. And that's kind of the way Windows has operated. So honest sysadmins have said, you just want to reinstall your operating system every 6 to 12 months to clean things out. So there isn't all this chaos and confusion in your operating system. And that's kind of, you know, the antivirus concept is where this all seems to be headed with the RNA vaccine. Well, we'll just splice a little DNA. We'll just make a change. We'll just, you know, we'll inject you with a little CRISPR mechanism that can change your DNA. And it's exactly what Ray Kurzweil wrote about in The Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029. I mention that excerpt all the time. I won't belabor this broadcast with that. Go look at, read for yourself the beginning of The Age of Spiritual Machines. Maybe I should. I don't know. I guess so, because maybe I will quickly, because maybe some people haven't. Maybe some people aren't familiar. Ray Kurzweil, The Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, titled 2029. Again, this is a book published in 1999, before a lot of folks who should be concerned about these issues were born these days. So, Chapter 11, 2029, this is what is envisioned by these people, or envisaged is the word they like to use, by the year 2029. This is where they see the world going. Displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, similar to contact lenses. Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high-resolution three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. You know, Google Glass kind of concept, only stuck in your eye. These implanted visual displays also act as cameras to capture visual images and thus are both input and output devices. How fun! You become an IO device for the Borg, for the Nets, for Skynet. And, you know, as is pointed out, either permanent or removable, you know. Continuing, cochlear implants originally used for the just for the hearing impaired, but this, by the way, is always why the you know, all of this technology, when you understand how this technology works, it was never for the benefit of mankind. It never was. It was to create a simulate a counterfeit simulation of God's creation. Plain and simple. It was never for man's benefit. Folks like Jaron Lanier have been honest about the fact that as we go along, you can see it becomes more and more painfully obvious that this technology is not for your benefit or my benefit. It's serving a very dark agenda. I think that's becoming very painfully obvious these days. You know, you can see it when, I mean, those of us who have seen computer technology evolve, so to speak, over the last 2 or 3 decades have seen that. You know, I've mentioned, for example, I know people that used to make family videos from home movies and things. They're not doing that anymore because the software is convoluted, overly complex, and frankly, isn't as good, doesn't do what the old stuff used to do. And that's just one aspect of how technology is not better. It's not serving the people at large. It's serving other agendas. Anyway, cochlear implants originally used just for the hearing impaired are now ubiquitous. These implants provide auditory communication in both directions, between the human user and the worldwide computing network, direct neural pathways, and here is where it really starts to get interesting. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. What has Elon Musk been talking about lately? The neural lace? Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows, and how soon did he say that this could happen? Which, how did Ray Kurzweil know about this 20 years ago, that this would be a thing and that the timeline would correspond to what Elon Musk is saying? I digress. Continuing, this allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory. Why would you want to target those, Ray Kurzweil? Again, I digress. And augmenting or replacing these functions, the function of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. A range of neural implants is becoming available to enhance visual and auditory perception and interpretation, memory and reasoning, and so on. You can read the rest for yourself. Again, that's an excerpt from Ray Kurzweil's The Age of Spiritual Machines, published back in 1999. That's Chapter 11, 2029. In other words, what the technocrats envisage by 2029. And there are a number of initiatives you can see that correspond to this. You know, Agenda 21 is one. Agenda 2030 is a milepost. If you go to, what is it, 2045.com, I want to say, that's the 2045 initiative. And there are many of these kinds of things that you can find out there. Transhumanism is a gateway to posthumanism. And that's the agenda that these technologies and really – computers in general, the internet, all of that serves, you know, the ARPANET as part of the, you know, paperclip contingent, the very dark occult roots of this kind of stuff. Anyway, you can see how the RNA vaccine sort of leans into those dark initiatives and Bill Gates' idea that, hey, you know what, you have a coronavirus, well, let's release an antivirus, you know, update for that, and we'll cure that. Oh, and by the way, you know, you're thinking something that maybe you shouldn't be thinking, or you're saying something you shouldn't be thinking, you know what, we have an antivirus update for that too. It's kind of where that's going. Anyway, back to Bonhoeffer's observation. He says, upon closer observation, it becomes apparent that every strong upsurge of power in the public sphere, be it of a political or religious nature, infects a large part of humankind with stupidity. The power of the one needs the stupidity of the other. The process at work here is not that particular human capacities, for instance, the intellect, suddenly atrophy or fail. Instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, humans are deprived of their inner independence and more or less consciously give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. Now, this is something, again, that was studied extensively by the CIA, which you can see in the Kubark counterintelligence interrogation review that I mentioned last week. Again, Kubark is a cryptonym for CIA. So they generally give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emergent circumstances, and you can feel it. You can feel people gravitating. They're trying to gravitate toward power. Unfortunately, sometimes that's not a good idea. When you hug your kidnapper, sometimes, I would say usually, bad things happen. Continuing, the fact that the stupid person is often stubborn must not blind us to the fact that he is not independent. In conversation with him, one virtually feels that one is dealing not at all with him as a person, but with slogans, catchwords, and the like have taken possession of him. So now, with that in mind, I offer this entry from this group that I saw, what was it, last week? Where is that? The The Dell Bigtree post that I posted now has the warning message, partly false information checked by independent fact checker, CY. Isn't that fun? Really, what exactly is false about it? Well, never mind that. So speaking of slogans, some of us are aware of the fraud of seatbelts. Not that you shouldn't wear them or you shouldn't choose or that they can't be helpful, but to mandate seatbelt wearing is patently un-American, as I understand the concept of freedom and liberty. What does wearing a seatbelt have to do with endangering the herd exactly? It's mind control is what it amounts to. Kind of like getting frisked in a TSA line. It's not keeping anyone safe. Taking off your shoes and your belt and essentially undressing in public doesn't keep people safe. It's the dehumanizing humiliation tactic. It's the degradation in Biderman's chart of coercion. So, when you see these the little graphics, Donald Ray Whatley saying it took click it or ticket, speaking of memetic warfare, to get people to wear a seatbelt, I wonder if mask it or casket might work. So how clever. My comment to that was pithy cybernetic social engineering slogans trivializing death and danger, no less. And on the eve of Independence Day, how painfully ironic. I don't suppose any of you are familiar with the likes of Edward Bernays, Norbert Wiener, A. Stafford Beer, Gregory Bateson, John B. Watson, Sidney Gottlieb, William Sargent, Walter Lippmann. I should probably add Richard Dawkins, speaking of memetic warfare. And commenting was turned off because, that was the first comment that was made to that. And so commenting gets turned off. So instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, Bonhoeffer wrote, humans are deprived of their inner independence and more or less consciously give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. The fact that the stupid person is often stubborn must not blind us to the fact that he is not independent. He is not independent. In conversation with him, one virtually feels that one is dealing not at all with him as a person, but with slogans, catchwords, and the like have taken possession of him. He is under a spell, blinded, misused, and abused in his very being. Having thus become a mindless tool, the stupid person will also be capable of any evil, and at the same time, incapable of seeing that is evil. Like I said, I'm sure you've experienced it where you try to comment thoughtfully and say, hey, guys, maybe we should hold on, not so fast, before we rush off over the edge of a cliff. And they jump on the bandwagon with the evil nonsense, not realizing, not seeing that it's evil. And as Bonhoeffer wrote, this is where the danger of diabolical misuse lurks, for it is this that one that can once and for all destroy human beings. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
These days are
back. So, let me just wrap this up. So, you know, speaking of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, again, as he put it, the stupid person is under a spell, blinded, misused, and abused in his very being. And I think you can see that with these people that are just looking for every evidence to support a narrative. Why are they so desperately trying to do that? And why are they so vitriolic when they do? Having thus become a mindless tool, the stupid person will also be capable of any evil and at the same time incapable of seeing that it is evil. Have we not all seen that? And that's the irony. Again, you get back to the asymmetry of BS. And speaking of that, I'll mention the description of the group here in a second. You decide. This is where the danger of diabolical misuse lurks, for it is this that can once and for all destroy human beings. So again, you know, does this not sound like it's trivializing something? If it's a serious, responsible group, when someone posts, it took click it or ticket to get people to wear a seatbelt, I wonder if mask it or casket will work. So is that a responsible, you know, I was castigated by the admins of this group for challenging the establishment narrative rhetoric, essentially, and I didn't do it in a mean-spirited way. I offered, for example, when I posted Del Big Tree's video is COVID mutating, the excerpt from one of the episodes, my comment was only some perspective. And, you know, right before that, someone posted mask up Montana style COVID-19 transmissions with these animals. You know, COVID-19 carrier is a moose, apparently. High risk versus the wolf that's not infected. Moderately at risk is an eagle. COVID-19 carrier, moderately high risk, you know, non-infected buffalo with a mask on it. And then there's a bear, low risk, non-infected. I don't understand any of that from Governor Steve Bullock's office, which is absolutely absurd. You know, animals, again, you know, so we're turning a serious issue into a Sesame Street episode. It's the most bizarre thing. I thought this was a serious issue. And these people have been going over the top with this mask stuff. Masksforall.co is one of the links they posted. States that require masks. Masksforall.co. What countries require masks? This is what these people are posting. And, you know, they seem morbidly fascinated with the death count. And again, you know, for a state the size of Montana, for example, to have what is it officially? If I haven't even looked lately, I'm afraid to look. I don't want to endorse or indulge this kind of nonsense, but I guess I'll wait for that to come up. So, you know, again, speaking of the asymmetry of BS principle, Brandolini's law, you know, Mark Twain, obviously, how easy it is to make people believe a lie and hard it is to undo that work again, which has been also, you know, misquoted as it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. And no one wants to do that. That's why Stockholm Syndrome is so effective. We are conditioned to believe the so-called experts, and no one wants to say, you know what, I got that one wrong. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. No one wants to do that. So let me just finish. You know, and so you come to now there, these people are posting, please sign our petition at change.org for mandatory mask wearing in public places in Montana. And there are several comments. Nope, no thanks. Negative, no thank you, no thanks. No, just, you know. And so the absurdity of all of this, people posting things like, you know, I mentioned there are no peer-reviewed studies that say certain things. So somebody posted, you know, here's a little bit of you know, here's how peer-reviewed studies work. I'll finish that thought on the other side. Like, stick around there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, Monday, July 6, 2020. Today's broadcast has been sort of a way to, I don't know, empathize. And, you know, as I've said recently, I think the idea is that, you know, hopefully the personal experience that I have may help us all not feel crazy, because I think that there's an effort to gaslight people and make you feel like you're crazy if you believe reality. Like it seems that we are witnessing the zombie apocalypse, and the zombies are the mask wearing folks who are on the bandwagon. And it doesn't necessarily have to correlate to reality. And what I mean specifically in that context, and I'm not trying to make fun of anyone, I'm really not, but if you're one of those people, do you know an extraordinary number of folks, you know, an extraordinarily high number of folks who have become ill or who have died? You know, this group, for example, now is basically trying to rub the Nick Cordero story in everyone's face. See, you know, the comment of the lady who posted it, who has a mask on her, what is it, profile picture on Facebook, you know, outdoors. And anyone who wears a mask outdoors in Montana, I mean, if you're taking selfies with a mask on outdoors in Montana, you're a special kind of stupid. That is mocking. That's that, you know, Sam Elliott graphic that floats around. Anyway, to those who, to those folks doubting the severity or the real of this COVID crap, which is an interesting thing, period, actually space, period, and then no space, catch up, period, no space. He had no underlying conditions, period. Please pray for his family, comma, no space, friends, and yes, even yourselves, family and friends. IMO, in my opinion, this is really real, exclamation mark. So there you go, in my opinion. So my question is, what about your friend, your family, friends, and yes, you know, et cetera, this person posted. So have you seen anything that is, you know, extraordinary? Well, no, that's because we're wearing masks. And okay, so if you're wearing masks and other folks are not, do you see what I'm saying? People are saying, well, no, but the reason why things are not worse is because we're social distancing and we're wearing that. Not everyone is doing those things. If you watched what happened in South Dakota, I'm sure, you know, it's just, it's ironic. So the so-called Black Lives Matter protests occur. People say, well, that's not happening anymore. Really? Maybe you should look, take a look at what's been happening in Portland, for example. But you know, they want to dismiss those kinds of gatherings. You have so-called scientists actually dismissing those kinds of gatherings and saying it's okay to do that, but that is not in any way to be construed as, you know, us condoning you protesting stay-at-home orders, which is absurd. And then you know, the governor of Montana, for example, I mentioned, you know, there are a high number of folks from all kinds. I swear more than half of the lower 48 states are represented. I mentioned last week seeing folks from all over the country in Whitefish, Montana, just Whitefish, Montana, which if you've been there, you know, is about a street big. It's about two blocks, one street. That's kind of the main drag in Whitefish. The surrounding city is very small. It's a very small area. So to imagine that half of the country's states could be represented in this one area is really something. And I've seen cars, again, you know, from Maine and Florida, New York, New Jersey, Texas. Not that there's anything particularly wrong with that, but were these people there before March 16th? Do these people show up after June 1st when, you know, all of a sudden, well, it's okay. And are they all self-quarantining for 14 days? Why do I have to change what I do if I'm in the state? If I, you know, for folks that live there, for example, why should you have to change what you do? If you're fine and there's nothing going on in your state, but then you have these people coming from out of state, no offense to them, but if this is a thing, and for those who think it's a thing, well, observe those protocols for yourself. Why should the folks who live there have to wear masks if there's not a problem, if the state was down to zero cases? By the way, looking at the dashboard, what does it say? It's still not propagating. That's annoying. So, you know, watching these conflicting stories and then someone posting, See how, you know, serious this is. In my opinion, it's really real. Okay. In your opinion, that's very scientific. Or I was going to say, in the last segment, you know, the live science visualization shows exactly how face masks stop COVID-19 transmission. There have been several of these kinds of videos posted and, you know, again, that particular experiment was used as the basis for the so-called peer-reviewed scientific method example. And so it's very unscientific. You know, when they do these little demonstrations, there was a video one of the Spokane news channels did a while back that I saw. Perhaps you've seen something similar in your area. And what they do is they do the comparison of, you know, someone wearing a mask, maybe a cloth mask or some other type of mask versus no mask. And the comparison is cough into this mask or just cough openly across a table with petri dishes on it. When was the last time anyone walked through an environment somewhere where people were just openly coughing on them at arm's length? Does that ever happen? That doesn't sound very scientific to me. Or, you know, people say, well, you know, people can cough and aerosolize things in the grocery store, for example. Really? When was the last time you saw people just walking through the grocery store openly coughing? Is there an epidemic of folks creating a mist of aerosolized, you know, spittle as they cough throughout whatever environment they're in? I, you know, I've seen some strange things, but I have not seen that. And then people ridicule this elbow thing, which I think is absurd. It's the gateway to seatbelts, or a seatbelt gateway, so to speak. Coughing into the elbow. Yeah, I never thought that was very reliable. Okay. Well, it seems about as reliable as the cloth mask, as far as I'm concerned. There are gaps in the cloth mask, just like there are around your elbow. But in fact, there is a significant amount of skin and bone and sinew and muscle and all kinds of other things inside the cloth that you know, surrounds your elbow. So in a sense, maybe that's more reliable. Where are the scientific studies on that? I'm being facetious. I don't think we should do studies on that. Anyway, this all culminates most recently, like I said, with someone posting, please sign our petition for mandatory mask wearing in public places in Montana and share widely. Listen, if you feel genuinely concerned, and there are folks who feel genuinely concerned, I know one person in particular, I know some others, they don't congregate in places. But we're in a society now where you can, apparently it's okay, the police will just leave, and there are, you know, I heard one, who was a border CBP official saying, why are these police, like the Seattle Police Department, why are they vacating their departments? What's going on? We, the federal folks, will not do that. And so two things, you know, on that little tangent quickly, is the defund and dismantle police an effort to just go to a nationalized police system? Is that kind of the idea? Because George Soros has actually talked about the need to do that specifically, and he's been found to be behind a number of these groups. His organization is Open Society Foundation Network of Groups. He has actually said that. We should just have a national police force. And in the same fashion, if you have law enforcement in different – this is a moment, I think, where the community – law enforcement folks feel attacked, and there are a number of great people in law enforcement. And I've talked specifically about how the mind control works in that field, particularly how, you know, Blackwater acquiring the Backup Training LLC really allowed that PMC mindset to be pumped directly into the veins of every post academy across the country. That is a concern. Folks who say, you know, rather than defunding the police, I'm all for demilitarizing the police. Absolutely. I think that's where, you know, this misdirection on defund could be redirected. Folks in law enforcement feel attacked right now. I think the general populace feels nervous too. And now is the time for those two sides to come together and say, look, you know, the law enforcement folks say, look, there are a number of us who want to do a good job. And I'm not trying to, again, I'm not trying to downplay the issues, because there are issues. I've spoken about them. You know about them. They're all over this network. You can find posts on republicbroadcasting.org about this. Many, many posts over the last several years, not downplaying the issues, but you know, law enforcement folks could say, hey, there are good people here, and the community could, you know, the folks that they police, so to speak, you know, and I do believe they should be first and foremost peace officers. The community could come together and say, look, we support the good folks, and we want, if we're going to do something here, let's, you know, maybe take advantage of this moment of not visual oversight, but, you know, visibility, I guess, that's been created for whatever reason, by whatever means, and join together and do better. Because again, Sheriff David Clark has a valid point. We have become a vicious society. We've been socially engineered to become vicious. We can't get along with our neighbor. People want to go tell tattletale to the nanny on their neighbor instead of just finding a way to work through their problems, their difficulties and disagreements, their differences. And that's what we should be doing. We should be working to do that instead of being heavy-handed socialist, communist, Marxist, Leninist, you know, people abusing one another. So back to this group, just to conclude, because it's we're coming to the end of today's broadcast. So I'll just say, and I thought it was interesting, the number of folks who say no way. So it's interesting, you know, is this group, it's you know, it's a propaganda group. If this is what's going on, if there is no dialogue, if we're not actually watching all aspects of this issue, then as I posited humorously, if it's not a group that will actually watch and honor the spirit of the description of the group, then it should be renamed to Groupthink Narrative Reinforcement Watch. Here is the group's description. If you are here, it reads, to try to prove this pandemic is less dangerous and impactful than the flu, this is not the group for you. Please do not post politically charged opinion pieces or comments. Do you see how just right out of the gates, you're dissuaded from expressing any opposing view than the establishment narrative? But it goes on to say, this group was started to share news and information about the spread and impact of the coronavirus. It is meant for a place to share an assortment of types of articles, videos, press releases, research, news, local, state, national, and international, as it pertains to this pandemic. Many people have posted great links and kind conversations are encouraged. Well, that's exactly what I tried to do. I tried to share news and information about the spread and impact, to share an assortment of types of articles, videos, press releases, research, news, etc., as it pertains to the pandemic. And I also tried to encourage kind conversation. But I was sort of dissuaded from that. Comments were deleted, you know, comments on posts were turned off. And there was nothing that really, I think, warranted that. It was just a way to, again, sort of buttress a narrative, which is unfortunate. And I think I want to conclude. There was a lot of other, you know, news kind of stuff that I was going to get into, stories and things, but I really wanted to get back to Friday's broadcast, and I probably should save this for tomorrow. I mentioned the MITRE Corporation folks in the authoring of Educing Information, Interrogation Science, and Art Foundations for the Future, and a couple of other things. Again, Biderman's Chart of Coercion, Vanessa Bealey's post. That probably is an entire broadcast, but there are a couple of excerpts from this paper, maybe I'll give you when we come back, that I think are provocative as a close to today's podcast. Stick around. Final segment coming up. We'll be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I won't belabor the group thing, in the comments and things, but the group does not operate in the spirit of its description, which is why I suggest maybe a name change or honoring the description. It is a group to buttress a narrative, and that reminds me of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's words about the strong corresponding upsurge in stupidity, which is unfortunate. To conclude, there was Caitlin Johnstone had a post recently, Fractal Agent Smiths. And basically this is, the sort of metastasizing visibility of all of the things that are wrong in American society for years. And I mentioned this recently, but for years, going back to about 2013, I really started talking about the glasnost effect is what I called it. And it's become almost impossible. The Wikipedia entry for glasnost was revised last time that I talked about this recently. I mentioned this, and there was a caller who called in. I forget who it was. I don't have my notes on that in front of me. But he asked me at the end of a broadcast, what do you think? And I don't remember the exact nature of the question, but I did mention, I used to call it the glasnost effect, how an overabundance of so-called openness and transparency in the Soviet Union, openness and transparency is the translation of glasnost in English, by the way, an overabundance of so-called openness and transparency in the Soviet Union was the immediate precursor of the collapse, the 1991 collapse, blamed for fomenting and fanning the flames of civil unrest, causing the reactionary movement of Soviet citizens induced to throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's what they, you know, well, we got to change this whole thing because it's all just corrupt from top to bottom. It's all corrupt. Well, nothing had really changed in that regard except the visibility of the corruption. And what a fortuitous, sort of serendipitous coincidence for bad guys, if you want to create sweeping change in government, institutional change, to foment that sort of sentiment among the general populace. So for years, I've warned about this growing phenomenon or trend in America, particularly since the Obama administration announcement of openness and transparency. So I would say, beware America, the traps are laid, before we go rushing headlong through the minefields, lest we proceed with extreme caution. I've said that for years. You know, people think they wake up and they get knowledged up, and they just can't wait to rush headlong through minefields. And you have to be reminded constantly that there are a variety of flavors of Kool-Aid. And when you start getting into all this mind control stuff, the social engineering, the maze, the Rand Corporation game theory maze is designed to be virtually inescapable, I suppose, intended. Anyway, there's a lot of other stuff I wanted to get to. I suppose we'll save that for tomorrow. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.